Hey everyone, it's Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the crazy roller coaster that is life. You know that feeling when you hit a snag, your patience wears thin, and suddenly anger or frustration boils over? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like an unwelcome guest crashing your mental party, disrupting everything with its fiery presence. But here's the thing, anger and frustration aren't inherently bad. They're natural human emotions. Signals that something isn't right, a call to action. The key is learning how to understand them, manage them effectively, and turn those flames into fuel for positive change. Today, we're diving deep into the world of anger and frustration, uncovering practical strategies to help you navigate these tricky emotions like a boss. First things first, recognizing your triggers. Ever noticed that certain situations, people, or even thoughts tend to push your buttons? Maybe it's traffic jams, feeling overwhelmed at work, or even someone interrupting you mid-thought. Identifying those pesky triggers is the first step towards taking control. Think of it like figuring out the ingredients in a recipe. Once you know what sets off your emotional alarm bells, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Next up, let's talk about healthy expression. Bottling up anger or frustration is like trying to hold back a tide with your bare hands. Eventually, it's going to burst forth in an explosive way. Instead of suppressing these emotions, find constructive outlets for release. Exercise is a fantastic stress reliever. A good run, a yoga session, even dancing around your living room can work wonders. Journaling can also be incredibly therapeutic, allowing you to process your feelings and gain clarity. Now, let's shift gears to communication. When anger flares up, our words often become weapons instead of tools for connection. Practice active listening. Truly hear what the other person is saying, even if it's frustrating. Take a deep breath before responding, choosing your words carefully and focusing on expressing your feelings rather than attacking the other person. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Strive for understanding and collaboration, not confrontation. Think back to a time when you felt overwhelmed with anger or frustration. Maybe it was a heated argument with a friend, a stressful work deadline, or even just a particularly challenging day. How did you handle that situation? What worked well, and what could you have done differently? Reflecting on past experiences can offer valuable insights into your emotional patterns and help you develop more effective coping mechanisms for the future. Finally, remember to practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we're going to mess up sometimes. When anger or frustration gets the best of us, don't beat yourself up over it. Acknowledge the emotion, learn from the experience, and move forward with kindness towards yourself. Take a moment to think about those five key takeaways: recognizing your triggers, finding healthy outlets for expression, communicating effectively, reflecting on past experiences, and practicing self-compassion. These strategies can empower you to navigate anger and frustration with grace and resilience. You know, I was having a really rough day last week. Traffic was a nightmare. My phone decided to stage a dramatic shutdown, and then, to top it all off, I spilled coffee all over myself. My inner dialogue was a symphony of frustrated sighs and mumbled curses. But then I remembered those strategies we just talked about. I took a few deep breaths, put on some upbeat music, and went for a walk in the park. It made a world of difference. Listen, managing anger and frustration is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel like you've got it all under control and days when those emotions take over. The key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing yourself some love along the way. So, go out there and rock your week. Remember those five takeaways, share them with a friend who might need them, and leave a review if this episode resonated with you. Until next time, stay amazing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.